Hi, welcome. We're so excited that you're here. Relax, keep doing what you're doing, but let us entertain you for a few minutes with some good stuff. I've got a few Norwegian jokes, which I
No.
think are quite amusing, and I'm Norwegian, so I can tell them.
That's
How's that
right.
sound?
Okay.
Okay. And also, I want to tell you before we get started on that about Tri-State Livestock News. They cover everything about ranching, horses, livestock, all of it, local, national, and international level as well. They even have classified ads, special interest sections in their newspaper that comes out every week. You can subscribe, tsln.com.
So, some things to do here in the Valentine area, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check it out online at visitvalentine.com. How about a bird watching tour? Yep, we got the National Wildlife Refuge for that and Fort Niobrara Wilderness Area. How about a waterfall tour? The Niobrara River or the Snake Falls, Smith Falls, Berry Falls, all of those around our area. And you can also take in, and how about a tour at some historical sites? The Cherry County Historical Society, Centennial Hall, or the Bowring Working Ranch. Yep, all of those. You can find out more information, visitvalentine.com. And now, here's Kim with some Norwegian information.
Okay, now I start laughing before I even get into them. I grew up on with lots of Norwegian jokes. So a Norwegian race driver entered the Indianapolis 500. Did you hear about that,
I
Mike?
did not.
Well, he had to make 75 pit stops. Three for gas and oil and tire changes, and 72 to ask for directions.
Turn left. Turn left.
That's right. And then there was a Norwegian who noticed the sign, wet pavement. So he did.
Oh, shit, no.
At the Sons of Norway annual meeting, the treasurer reported a deficit of $100. One of the Norwegians stood up and said, I vote we donate half of it to the Red Cross and the other 75% to the Salvation Army.
Might need some math skills.
There's a lot of math missing in there, isn't there? A great medical breakthrough was recently reported. The Norwegians have now performed the first successful hernia transplant.
A hernia transplant?
Oh, Norwegian jokes are fun, like I said. So, two Norwegians at a funeral of their friend Nels. He sure looks good, said one. He should, remarked the other. He just got out of the hospital.
Yeah. Totally recovered.
Yeah. Know why the Norwegian ate beans on Friday?
I do not.
So he could have a bubble bath on Saturday.
Oh, yuck.
Do Norwegians have such pretty noses?
I don't know.
Well, because they're all handpicked.
Oh.
I better wrap it up.
Get those from.
Wrap it up right here. Two Norwegians were trying to get a mule into the barn, but its ears were too long. One Norwegian suggested raising the barn. The other one thought they should dig a trench. No, you dummy, exploded the first. It's the ears that are too long, not the legs.
I've heard that one before somewhere.
Oh, I think probably everybody's heard all of these at some point or another. Anyway, that's my bit today is Norwegian jokes. What do you got coming on, Mike?
I was just going to remind people that as we approach the holidays, if you have something to share and a good story or something that's original from you, a made-up story, I don't care. Anyway, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at that. Include the author, please, so we can give credit where credit is due on those. I have something to share about NASA. That's the National Aeronautics and Space Administration training. So when NASA was preparing for the Apollo project, they did some astronaut training on the Navajo reservation. One day, a Navajo elder and his son were herding sheep and come across the space crew. The old man, who only spoke Navajo, asked a question, which the son translated, "What are you guys in the big suits doing?" A member of the crew said they were practicing for their trip to the moon. The old man got really excited and asked if he could send a message to the moon with the astronauts. Recognizing a promotional opportunity for the spin doctors, the NASA folks found a tape recorder. After the old man recorded his message, they asked the son to translate. He refused. So NASA reps brought the tape to the reservation, where the rest of the tribe listened and laughed, but refused to translate the elder's message to the moon. Finally, NASA called in an official government translator. He reported that the moon message said, quote, "Watch out for these guys. They've come to steal your land." Again, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And then keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.